Chapter 2. Professor Liedenbrock and Axel take a train to Denmark. They've got a lot of luggage. The next day, they arrive in Copenhagen. There, Liedenbrock finds a ship. They sail across the sea to Iceland. Liedenbrock feels bad because there's a storm at sea. On the 13th of June, they arrive in Reykjavik. When they get off the ship, they can see a mountain.
Look over there, Axel!
The professor says excitedly.
That's Snæfells!
Many people come to see the boat arrive. The professor and Axel meet a science teacher. His name is Mr. Friedrichsen.
You can stay at my house,
he says. In the evening, the professor and Friedrichsen talk about Iceland.
There are lots of interesting things for a scientist to see in Iceland,
says Friedrichsen.
Really?
Answers the professor. He doesn't want to tell Friedrichsen about his plan.
Yes, do you know Snæfells?
Asks Friedrichsen.
It's a volcano.
A volcano? That is interesting. Nephew, we must visit this Snæfells mountain.
You can go there on foot, but you need a guide,
says Friedrichsen.
I know a very good man. We can meet him tomorrow.
The next morning, they meet Hans Bjelke.
Can you be our guide and take us to Snæfells?
Asks the professor.
We must arrive there before the 30th of this month.
Yes,
answers Hans.
I can.
Soon, their luggage is ready. They take a lot of food and water with them. On the 16th of June, they leave Reykjavik. Liedenbrock and Axel are on horses. Hans walks in front, and two more horses take the luggage. One week later, they are near Snæfells.
It's an old volcano, but old volcanoes sometimes erupt too,
thinks Axel.
Snæfells has two tops,
says the professor.
And we're going to the top of Skartaris, over there.
They leave the horses and begin to go up the mountain. Axel soon feels tired, but the professor is excited, and he stays not far behind Hans. When they arrive at the top of Skartaris, they are cold, hungry, and very tired. It's midnight, but they can see the light of the sun in the sky. The next morning, Professor Liedenbrock speaks quietly to Hans.
Axel and I are looking for the center of the earth. Do you want to come with us?
Yes,
says Hans. And the three men begin to go down into the crater.